The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, February 11th, 2019.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holt, and I'm your host. And with me at the board is my friend, my partner, my engineer, and my co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Oh, my God, what a beautiful day here in Sonoma County. And the daffodils are just beautiful, beautiful, bright yellow. It's just amazing. Well, February is Black History Month. And also, according to the Chinese calendar, 2019 is the year of the boar or the pig. So happy New Year to my Asian friends out there. Actually, everybody, we should all be celebrating both New Year's, Chinese, American, you name it. Anyway, we're going to be doing the show a little bit differently this morning. Joining me on the phone will be Faith Ross, curator and organizer of the museum's annual Black History exhibition here at the Petaluma Historical Library, and she will be giving us an update on what is happening at the Historical Library in honor of Black History Month. The theme this year is Reflections, the Great Migration from Thursday, February 7th, and it's going to run through the whole month of February, an exhibit. I mean, it's just amazing. And I really encourage folks to visit it. I've been down there twice for the, she does an exhibit for the Women's History Month as well as Black History Month. And I really encourage people to go there. So, you know, February covers it all. Joining me on the phone will also be Nancy Wang. She's the president of the Chinese Association of Sonoma County. And she will be wishing us all a happy new year and talk about the year of the boar and the pig, and giving us some ideas on how we can celebrate the year. And Nancy's also going to talk about a special presentation that they will be doing, their annual New Year celebration at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. It's really an amazing event. I mean, it's just seeing the dragon dance alone is so much fun. Well, I also have two special guests in the studio with me. Joining me in the studio this morning will be Dr. Jacqueline Lawrence, founder of the Legacy Showcases, honoring the African-American slave in America, and the facilitator of the Free Racial Discussion Group, Unshackled, that's happening the first Wednesday of every month at the Arlene Francis Center. Also joining Jacqueline will be Cynthia Leung, the Director of Public Programs and Tours at the Museum of Sonoma County in downtown Santa Rosa. And we'll be talking about Black History Month and the play Dr. Lawrence will be presenting, The Spirit of Us. Very interesting, a musical history from Africa to hip-hop, something you don't want to miss. And I have a special announcement, just a reminder that the Vagina Monologues are happening on Valentine's Day, February 14th in Petaluma. This is the 20th year celebrating the performance of the Vagina Monologues. It's going to be happening February 14th. I believe that's Thursday at Mentor Me at 426 8th Street in Petaluma, California from 7:30 to 9 p.m. And also, I found out that there's going to be a workshop that are happening at Mentor Me from about 2 o'clock until the monologues go on at 7:30. So, you know, all this information is going to be on our website, www.womenspaces.com. But also, if you want to get more information, you can call 707-480-2658 and talk to the coordinator of this event. And I really, from what I understand, they're looking to make sure to sell tickets and to get people out there. You know, this is an annual celebration. Eve Ansler was the one who created the monologue. And I myself actually was in them. It's really a very exciting event, and I encourage people to check it out. Well, you know, lots going on this month. You know, even this month is Valentine's Day. I love Valentine's Day, February 14th. So if anybody wants to send me a Valentine, just send it to Elaine at womenspaces.com. It'll make me very happy. But what's really important about February is it's Black History Month, and or it's called the National African American History Month. You know, it's an annual celebration of achievements by Black Americans and a time for recognizing the central role of African Americans in United States history. The event grew out of what it was called Negro History Week, the brainchild of noted historian Carter G. Woodson and other prominent African Americans. Since 1976, every U.S. president has officially designated the month of February as Black History Month. Other countries around the world, including Canada and the United States, also devote a month to celebrating Black history. And you know what I try to do in honor of this month? I try to find two African American women that I feel made a major contribution to our culture, to the United States of America. And also, I try to find people that most people are not very familiar with. So I found two young women and very generational, very much apart. I don't know if folks remember, but I believe it was 1960 that we decided in the United States that we're going to desegregate the schools in the South. And a young girl by the name of Ruby Nell Bridges, who was born on September 8, 1954, in Tylerton, Mississippi, when she was six. Can you imagine this? 6 years old. And if you go on Women's Spaces, www.womenspaces.com, I'm going to put a picture up so you can actually see how tiny she is. And I mean, amazing. Here she was. She was 6 years old, and she became the first African American child to integrate the all-white William France Elementary School in Louisiana on November 14, 1960. And imagine this. Imagine if this was your child. She was escorted to class by her mother and a U.S. Marshals due to violent mobs. Can you imagine the violence that was coming across to this young baby? I mean, it's amazing to me. Bridges' bravery paved the way for continued civil rights action, and she shared her story with future generations in educational forums. So a shout out to Ruby Nell Bridges, who was born on September 8, 1954, and at the age of six became the first African-American child to integrate the schools in Louisiana. Oh my God, you know, I gotta say something right here. I visited my little great-granddaughter, Satori, this weekend, and I looked at her, She's 5 months old, and she discovered her little feet. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just such a crack-up. Here she's, you know, wiggling her little feet, and Ken and I were just in awe of it. And I think of people at the borders or mothers having their children taken away from them. And I say to myself, how could anybody hurt a child? And when I look at Ruby Bridges here, I say to myself, how could anybody be screaming violent things at a six-year-old child that had to be escorted by her mother and U.S. Marshals in order to go to school? My hat's off to her little Ruby. I mean, she's a lot older now, and she never really became an activist. This was her statement, but she did talk a lot about it to future generations over the years. Well, I always like to do things in twos. So this second person I want to talk about, I found very, very interesting. Her name is Florency, and she spells her name very interesting. It's F-L-O-R-Y-N-C-E. They called her, nicknamed her Flo. Florency Ray Kennedy, who was born February 11th, 1916, and she passed away December 21st, 2000, in 2000. She was born in Kansas City, Missouri. She was an American lawyer, feminist, civil rights advocate, lecturer, and activist. And Kennedy was also one of the founding members of the National Organization for Women, which I am proud to say that I'm president here at the Sonoma County chapter, and was one of the first black female lawyers to graduate from Columbia Law School. She helped found the Feminist Party in 1971, which later nominated Representative Shirley Chisholm for president. You know what I think? I think we need a new Feminist Party. I mean, that really sounds very, very interesting to me. Well, you know, it's really interesting because when she tried to get into Columbia University at first, she was not accepted, but she had to threaten to sue in order for them to get in. And why wasn't she accepted? Not because she was a woman, which most women were not accepted at that time, but because she was black. So it's just amazing. And I want to give you a little quote from Florence Rae Kennedy. She really, really was very, very impressive to me. Extremely impressive. And her quote is, "Oppressed people are frequently very oppressive when first liberated." And why wouldn't they be? They know best two positions, somebody's foot on their neck and their foot on somebody's neck. I mean, think about that. You know, think about that. People are frequently very oppressive when first liberated. Well, sure, they're angry. I mean, everybody, you know, everybody wants freedom. Freedom. I mean, freedom. What is freedom? It's to be free yourself and not to be judged for who you are by the color of your skin. So it's just amazing, amazing. So shout out to young Ruby Nell Bridges and Florence Rae Kennedy, two African-American women who made a difference in our world. So I want to thank them. I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart. And you know, the ones who are first on the line, it's very, very difficult for. Well, we're going to take a musical break right now. And the song I'm going to be playing is I Shall Be Released by one of my favorite singers, Nina Simone. You know, Nina Simone herself is very interesting. She was born in Tyron, North Carolina on February 21st, 1933. And she made her transition April 21st. Very interesting. 2003. She was an American singer, a songwriter, a pianist, an arranger, and very, very active in the civil rights music. Her music spanned a broad range of musical styles, including classical jazz, blues, folk, R&B, gospel, and pop. And I want you to know, when I listen to Nina Simone, I don't know what it does for me. It just gives me a place in my heart. And she's just, her voice is just so beautiful. It's just amazing to me. Well, when we return, we'll be talking by phone first with Faith Ross, curator and organizer of the museum's annual, the Petaluma in Petaluma, their Black History Month exhibition at the Petaluma Historical Library. And she will be giving us an update on what's happening at Petaluma in honor of Black History Month. And then I also will be talking after Faith Ross. We will bring Nancy Wang on the phone, president of the Chinese Association of Sonoma County. And she will be joining me on the phone and wishing us all a happy new year and talk about the year of the boar, the pig, and giving some ideas of how we can celebrate. So let's sit back. Listen to the words, what Nina says. I mean, she's so articulate in her voice, but listen to what she's singing when she's singing, I Shall Be Released. I believe it was a song, believe it or not, written by Bob Dylan.
They say everything can be replaced. They say every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man who put me here. Shining, bright. fall. So I swear I see my reflection.
Nina Simone, what a talent. What a talent she is. She is just so gifted. Anyway, for you just joining us, you are listening to KBBF 89.1 FM, Calistoga, Santa Rosa. I want to remind my listeners the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holt. And joining me on the phone is a dear friend, Faith Ross. Welcome, Faith.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Oh, just wonderful. Thank you so much for coming back on to Women's Spaces. And let me just tell the folks just a little bit about you. Faith Ross is a curator and organizer of the Museum of the Petaluma Historical Library's Museum Black History Month exhibition. And congratulations, Faith. I understand this is your 40th year. Is that true?
It's actually our 41st year. Last year was our 40th anniversary.
Oh, well, better late than never, right? Congratulations.
That's right.
My goodness, what a thing.
Thank you.
Well, Faith, let us know what's happening with the Petaluma Historical Library to help us celebrate Black History Month. I know the theme this year is Reflections, the Great Migration from, I believe, 1940 to 1970. Can you talk a little bit about that and what's happening at the museum?
Right. Well, Elaine, is not just at the museum, but the exhibit is at the museum. It opened on February 7th, and it will go through March 24th. The name is The Great Black Migration, 1910 to 1970. And a lot of people kind of separate the migration between two sections, one going from the First World War and then the other one from the Second World War. But it is a time when over 6 million black people, or Negroes as we were called then, left the South and went north for economic reasons, social reasons, political and cultural changes in their lives.
So that's what the exhibit's going to be all about. Faith, tell us, what's your favorite piece of history that you're displaying down there?
My favorite actually part is where we've got a section where individuals are actually telling the story of their family's migration from the South, why they went north into the state that they went to. So we have a couple of them that are families that left the South, either Texas or Louisiana or Mississippi, and came to California. That's really my favorite part of it.
Well, now we get into the nitty-gritty of it, because like we said, we're only going to do just a short little interview here so we can remind people that it's happening. You want to give us the website, the address, and how long the display will be on? And is it free?
It is free. It's actually there now. It's at the Petaluma Historical Library and Museum, 24th Street. It's right on the corner, and it's a beautiful old building. But, Elaine, I also want to let people know that our actual 41st anniversary program is going to be on February 23rd at 5:30 at the New Life Christian Fellowship. It's at 1310 Clegg Street in Petaluma. It's right off of North McDowell.
Oh, I have the little folder that you gave me. Oh, my goodness, it sounds wonderful. And just to let my listeners know that we will have all the information on www.womenspaces.com. How long is the display going to be, the display in the museum?
The display at the museum is going to be up until March 24th.
March?
24th.
Oh, my goodness, so you're going to have it for a whole month.
It is. It's up because there is a little section because of Women's History Month is March. We've got a section that's about black women making history.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds so exciting. We got to have you back on to talk about that. Faith, any last words before we say goodbye?
Well, that's it. I thank you, Elaine, for doing this, for helping us to make people aware of the things that we're doing for Black History Month.
Well, you know, the best way to become friends is to know who you're friends with. And this is just another piece of history and another way to get to know about people and the struggle that they had to move from one place to another and some of their successes. So congratulations to you, Faith, and thank you so much again for being on Women's Spaces.
Thank you, Elaine.
Well, bye-bye. I'll tell you, I am a fan of Faith Ross. And so now Ken's going to be calling Nancy Wang, who's the president of the Redwood Empire Chinese Association. And we're going to be talking about, oh, my goodness, Happy New Year. Here it is, the year of the boar, the year of the pig. And one of the things that I found out in my research as I was reading it is you got to be careful during this year not to overindulge yourself, you know, to just kind of moderation. I mean, this is just a great time to practice that. And also to remind you that, you know, Black History Month is a very, very important month, and we should all be celebrating it together. So anyway, right now we're going to be talking. I think Nancy Wang's on the phone right now. Are you there, Nancy? Are you there, Nancy?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, my goodness, one of my favorite people again. I mean, I'm so blessed to be friends with you and Faith Ross. It's just such a blessing. Well, welcome once again to Women's Spaces. And, you know, we know that right now it's the celebration. We're celebrating the Chinese New Year, the Year of the Boar. Tell us a little bit about it, Nancy. I know you're the president of the Redwood Chapter of the Chinese Association, and you'll be celebrating. But let us know, what is the Year of the Boar? What can you share with us?
Thank you to have me on the air. The Year of the Boar, we say the Year of the Pig, because somebody would say the boars only focus the male, so we had to say a pig. So they're going to including the male and female. The Year with the Boar, it's really special. This year, the boar, it's the pig year, it's the earth pig. And whenever you're born at the Year of the Pig, you are really smart. And also very determined and working something, you always want to, you know, work all the way to the end to get an answer. But also pretty stubborn. Then if you have some friend, the friend will be forever. It's kind of really royalty, the Year of the Pig.
Oh, that's really interesting.
That's right. I have two pigs in my house, so I really know this is really right on the target.
Who's your little pigs?
I have two. One, both. One's my oldest daughter, and one is our youngest son.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yes. Well, Nancy, you know, you're really active. You're really active in the community, especially for your for the Chinese and for the Redwood Association. Yes. And I know you have a special celebration every year that takes place at the Sonoma County Fairground. You want to talk a little bit about that? Tell folks about it. Tell folks where it is and how they can get in touch and maybe if they'd like to participate. And I know we've gone. It's a wonderful event. The best thing is to see the young children when they do the dragon dance.
You're right. So we do celebrate every year around our New Year time. And this is our 29th year to holding this event at the Santa Rosa Veterans Memorial Building, February 23rd. And our door opens 5 o'clock. This is tickets needed to purchase. And $25 for adults. And $10 for children 3 to 10 years old. And the ticket can get it from Aging Mart. The address is 2481 Cleveland Avenue. And also can call me, 576-0533, or Judy Chang, 528-0912. This is such an event. You were there, Elaine. You know how we decorate the place, really celebrate Chinese New Year, and a lot of people wear red, and we're handing out a red envelope for the children to come in, and we have lots of table there to display what's the culture. And our entertainment is outstanding. You know,
well, I would say the entertaining is above outstanding. It's superior. And also the food. I mean, the food is actually wonderful.
Mm-hmm. This is it's a buffet, but we're doing this for so many years. With the 650 guests, we can serve within 30 minutes. Because on the side of the dining room, we have a 5-row with each row has 8 dishes. And we have the people serve for you, so the lines go really smooth. But if you're handicapped or you're elderly, our youth group will insist you will get a food for you. You don't have to stay in the line. That's the Chinese way. Our respect elderly.
So would I qualify at 78? Going to
Yes, of course. You can sit there, like the youth group, you know, bring your other food and drinks. You know, we have a hot tea there. But the rest, you know, soft drink or wine or beer, we have you had to purchase for that. But everybody say it's worth it because the food was delicious. Then we have orange on the table. And before that, we have fried wonton too for the appetizer. You know, you can dip on the sauce. You're chatting with the people you know or you don't know, and really like a family, even 600-some people, but it's like a big, big family. Everybody get along so well.
Well, I want to compliment you, Nancy, because I believe you make that possible. You are a wonderful, wonderful hostess. Is there any, can you give us a website? We're coming to the end of the segment.
Yes, we have a website. It's a www.recacenter.org. You will see our flyer right there, and you can clip that. You know all the information about our this Chinese New Year event.
And also,
really, thank you for the community for all this year's support. Without the community support, we cannot be here today.
Well, I also want my listeners to know that we will have all the information on www.womenspaces.com.
Yes.
Well, Nancy Wang, president of the Redwood Chinese Association. Thank you so much again
thank
for sharing the information.
Thank you very much for having me on the air. Really glad. Happy New Year for everybody in Sonoma County. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Mm-hmm. Blessings to you.
Yes. Bye-bye.
I love Nancy Wang. You know, I met her when I was on the community advisory board, and people would say, well, she gets things done. Well, she definitely does get things done, since she's a wonderful, wonderful person to know. Well, I'm telling you, remember, Happy New Year to everybody, and Happy Black History Month. There's so much going on. I mean, here in Sonoma County and in the North Bay, there's no reason that you should be bored with all this stuff that's going on. Well, we're going to take another musical break. And when we return, I will be talking with Dr. Jacqueline Lawrence, president of Legacy Showcases, and Cynthia Long, director of the programs and tours for the Museum of Sonoma County. The song I'm going to be playing is another one of my favorites. And the reason I'm playing it is a little secret. Dr. Lawrence and I are actually working on a program together around the poem that I wrote, I Am Women, I Am All Women. And here with Black History Month and all the things that are going, one of my favorite songs is Keep Your Eye on the Prize. And what does that mean, keep your eye on the prize? If folks out there have any goals or anything that they're trying to move forward, listen to the words of this song because it's very important. Keep your eyes on your goal. Keep your eyes on the prize. When you think of Black History Month, when you think of what these people have gone through to get to the place that they are today, and it's still not perfect, Lord knows they kept their eye on the prize, and their prize was freedom. Freedom. Freedom from slavery. I mean, just think about that. And the song that we're going to be singing is sung by Barbara Dane, and she's accompanied by Lightning Hopkins. Keep your eye on the prize. And when we come back, like I said, we'll be talking to two wonderful women about some great subjects.
All them saddest bound in jail wouldn't let nobody go their bail. Keep your eye on the prize and hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. All the sailors began to shout, jail doors are open and they walked out. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Of chain, every link to freedom name. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Hold on, yeah, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Well, the only thing we did wrong, wilderness too long. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Only thing we did right was the day we began to fight. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Well, I got my hand on the freedom plow. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Now keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Now keep your eyes on the prize. And hold on. Hold on.
Am I pronouncing your name right, Long? Oh, keep your eye on the prize, whatever that prize might be. You know, Jacqueline Lawrence was just reminding Ken that he should get me a Valentine on Valentine's Day. I want to remind everybody, February 14th is Valentine's Day. Express your love some way. You know, smile at people. Say hello to people. Maybe, you know, send a card to somebody. Do something special because it's the day of love. You know, people say, well, it's too commercial. Well, you know, of course it's commercial. It's like Christmas. Christmas is commercial too, but at least it's a day that you set aside and you spend with your family. Well, Valentine's Day is a day to send out love. Love, L-O-V-E. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my two guests joining me in the studio, Dr. Jacqueline Lawrence, founder of Legacy Showcases. Welcome, Jacqueline. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Thank you so much for having me here, Elaine. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Cynthia Lang, Director of Public Programs and Tours at the Museum of Sonoma County. Welcome, Cynthia. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Well, thank you. I'm very honored to be here.
I'm honored to have both of you here. Well, before we begin, I want to just give a little short background, a little bio on you folks. Dr. Jacqueline Lawrence is the founder and CEO of Legacy Showcases. She grew up in Santa Rosa, California. She graduated from Tuskegee University in Alabama in 1983 with a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration, and then from Sacramento Theological Seminary and Bible College with a Master degree of Theology and a Doctorate of Christian Counseling. She is passionate about empowering, uplifting, and freeing people from issues that hold us captive through her books, plays, performances, discussion groups, and social media. Lawrence is a minister, author, actress, and songstress. And she's also the founder and facilitator of the monthly free racial discussion group, Unshackled. And I want to put a plug in here. We met again this Wednesday, and all I can say is, my goodness, it's great to be sitting in a room with people who are trying to understand who they are, what their prejudice and biases are, and come together in love. Amazing. Anything else you'd like to add, Jacqueline?
Nothing to what you just said.
Good. Well, let's just talk a little bit about Cynthia. Cynthia worked with the Museum of Sonoma County since 2013. She has worked as the Visitor Services and Volunteer Coordinator and is now working as the Museum Director of Public Programs and Tours. Cynthia manages the educational arm of the museum, which includes our schools and private adult tours. The museum's outreach programs also including our Art for Kids program and the museum's public program. She also organizes the annual Dia de los Muertos exhibit, which is just fabulous, I have to tell you, Cynthia. It is fabulous.
Thank you.
Well, welcome both of you. Any last words, anything else you'd like to add, Cynthia, about yourself?
Well, just because you had been talking to Nancy Wang earlier, I want to mention that I was actually born in the year of the pig, too.
Oh, well. We have a little pig in the audience. Well, let's start with you, Cynthia. Talk about the museum, its history, and the current trajectory, and how you got involved.
Well, the museum is actually housed in the old post office, which was built after the 1906 earthquake. And in about 1960s, it actually stopped being a post office, and there was talk about tearing the building down. Into the mall, of course, and the museum was definitely in danger of being torn down. And a group of citizens got together, and this is very grassroots, and they lobbied basically to save the museum, the building, and they actually had to raise money to move the building. So it's moved to its present location, and it then in 1985 opened as a museum. It's always been kind of a museum of history and art. And lately in 2015, we actually opened next door, a nice big space. And so we are two buildings, and we are able to put all our history exhibits in one building and all of our art exhibits in the other building. But we like to mix things up all the time, too.
Well, it's a wonderful place to visit. It really is. You know, how did you get involved? I mean, how did you end up working in a museum? What is a little bit of your background?
I actually spent a long, long time taking care of my two daughters. And then when the last one went off to college, I was just looking forward to this nice life of gardening and having lunches with my friends. And actually, a friend emailed me and said, are you interested in the job? And then I thought, okay. So I went and interviewed. I got the job, and it was actually at the museum. And I've been there for 6 years now.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations on raising two daughters and being able to do that. Jacqueline, it's very interesting. I love your theme about Legacy Showcase. What is the theme, and what motivated you? I mean, the theme is so unusual that you're looking at the African slave and its migration and all the things that involve that. Talk a little bit about that and how you got involved.
Well, Elaine, the African slaves obviously are my people, and I am just an extension of them. I'm an extension of their hopes. I'm an extension of their dreams. I'm an extension of their desires for our children and for their future. How I got started, initially, my family and I would pass along these slave books, and so I got interested in our history, and especially the history of slavery. And from there, I started collecting black memorabilia. Nobody had ever taken me to an antique shop, but I just wanted to start going to antique shops, and that's where I found trinkets and just very interesting memorabilia. My children and I would travel all over the United States going to these downtown areas looking in antique shops for black memorabilia, so much to the point where my whole house looked like a museum. And from there, I went to visit a slave plantation, which is something myself and my children would enjoy doing in the South. And I sent my children back to the car, and I sat in the slave quarters, and I communed with the spirits of the slaves. And I apologized on behalf of all of us for all that they had to endure. And I promised them at that point that I would not let the legacy die. Immediately after coming back from that trip, I started the Underground Railroad African American Museum. And I had already been portraying a slave character that I entitled Miss Mammy, and I decided to take my desire for performing and include that in my production company.
Well, perfect, because this month is Black History Month, and Cynthia, I know that you're going to be having some exhibits, but also there's going to be the play that Jacqueline's going to be performing, The Spirit of Us, which is a musical, The Journey from Africa to Hip Hop. Talk about your exhibits and talk about a little bit about how you got brought this particular performance into the museum, and then Jacqueline, if you could talk a little bit about what this play is about.
The museum actually likes to try and have a program for Black History Month every year, and sometimes it actually works out that our exhibits will have something in there. This year, our exhibit See Something, Say Something, which just opened this weekend, while it's not a historical exhibit, it's an art exhibit, and it does feature an African-American artist who likes to use basketballs as metaphor and to address the stereotypes that we have of African Americans. And when you walk in, you'll see this giant pyramid of basketballs, and as well as all his paintings. And I think the other two artists there also speak about social injustice. And we have Linda Vallejo, who is a fairly well-known Chicano artist, quite a well-known Chicano artist, and she's also, her artwork is to paint everything Mexican. And then we also have Every Kwong, who addresses all the social ills in terms of recent events. So he has paintings about Saddam Hussein, and historical events, also about the McCarthy era. And and when you see this, it's basically an exhibit that is with this idea of when you see something, you got to say something about it. And if you don't say anything about it, it goes unnoticed, and that's not good for anyone.
So see something, say something. That's an amazing thing.
And And then, of course, we have Jacqueline's amazing production that we are going to be putting on inside the exhibit area, which will be – Jacqueline and I are going to be looking at it, but I think this will work out really wonderfully. And it's a medley and I'll let Jacqueline talk more about it, but I'm really excited about it because I just love – a cappella singing.
But also, just to do a little plug for Jacqueline here, I've seen some of her work, and it's very exciting. It's very informative, mm-hmm. and it's fun. And you also look at it and say, wow, what a wonderful thing. If she can do it, maybe I can do it. that's what I always get the feeling. Well, go ahead, Jacqueline, talk about the spirit of us. And then after she talked about it, I know you found some really interesting things about Black History Month. I think we're going to have enough time to maybe do two or three of them that you can share.
Okay.
But talk a little bit about the spirit of us. It's a musical journey from Africa to hip-hop. How did this come about? And how did you get inspired to write something about hip-hop that included hip-hop all the way the range?
Well, basically, Elaine, the Spirit of Us is a stage performance. It's very educational. There's narrative involved. There's singing. There's acting. There's just a variety of talent from my cast of characters who happen to be slaves. And so how this inspiration came to me is I just wanted to share what I knew about our music, which was very important in the lives of the slaves, with everyone. And I also wanted to let everyone know and make them aware that today's American music is highly influenced by what happened on that slave plantation out there in the fields primarily, and had my people not been transported to America and into on the plantations, our music would look totally different today.
Let me ask you a question. You know, when you talk about music and you talk about the slave, and talking about the fields where they did a lot of their singing, I mean, I think when I look at some of the historical documents, it feels like this is what helped them to move forward. I mean, it was such hard work. Imagine 16 hours a day sometimes. You know, it's a What was the motivation? We know the motivation, but how did they handle it? They did not have many instruments. It was mainly voice, wasn't it?
It was mainly voice, especially while they were working. But sometimes they would work in the fields and use hoes, and I'm sure the hoes became their instrument as they were digging in the ground. Ho, Emma, ho, for example. And I can only imagine, of course, they didn't have tape recorders out there in the fields. Mm. So we have to use our imagination. And I can only imagine that never was a song sung the same twice.
Oh, wow.
And I can imagine that they try different techniques to make the songs different every time, and that they made up different verses as they would go along, and somebody would put a different spin on it just to make their life a little more exciting and to make the time go by faster. And of course, the masters wanted them to sing faster songs to keep the pace of the work going faster, thus keeping up production.
You know, and it's another thing that interesting that you said at the beginning. You said that your cast is compromised of slaves. In other words, they are characters of slaves. But one thing I think, especially during Black History Month, is that we have to remind people that every African American is a descendant of an African American slave. I mean, it's that simple. You know, that this is your family, this is your background, like you said. So what is so important? Why do you think it's important that people see this and experience it with you?
I think it's important for people to see this because Black history is American history. And just to let you know this, Elaine, all Black people are not descendants of the slaves. There were numerous people, Blacks, who came to the United States who were not slaves.
Oh.
Yes. So it's important because we all need to know the history of slavery, because this is the history of America.
Well, let's segue a little bit into what Cynthia, you found a few interesting facts out. Well, why don't you share it with us at this time?
I was just looking up a few things about Black History Month, and I was interested to find out that not only is it celebrated here in the United States, it's also celebrated in Canada, which, you know, kind of makes sense. But then it's also celebrated in Ireland, the Irish Republic, and the Netherlands, and the United Kingdom.
Really?
And I believe it's celebrated in the last few countries in October. But in U.S. and Canada, it's celebrated in February. And the other reason why it's celebrated in February is because it coincided with Lincoln's and Frederick Douglass's birthdays.
Oh, really? So Frederick Douglass has a little bit of part to play in this, too. That's interesting. Exactly. Would you like to comment on that? Anything else that you'd like to share, Jacqueline?
Well, I would just like to share that another reason why I put on these productions and why I started my production company in the first place is to empower our people, because so many are embarrassed of the slave. They don't want to be associated with the slave. In fact, many don't even want to be associated with being Black. But I want them to know that regardless of their color, they are humans like anybody else, and they should be embracing our cultures and our culture. And if the African slave could help it, they would not have ever been slaves.
Oh, of course.
But that's something that they couldn't help. And some people even say, well, why couldn't they run away from the plantation? Well, because they wanted to live. That's why.
Well, you know, it's really interesting when you talk about history. You know, Molly McGregor, next month is going to be Women's History Month. And one of the things, the whole National Women's History Project, their theme is our history is our strength. And your history is your strength. When you know where you've come from and what you've accomplished, it gives you strength. It gives you hope. It gives you aspiration. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Another reason we celebrate Black history is to acknowledge our achievements and the wonderful contributions that Blacks have made, a lot of them that have been erased from our history books. And because so much has been erased from our history books, we need to teach the children about these contributions and achievements made by African Americans, because as we're doing our DNAs, more and more of us are finding out that we come from Africa. White people originated in Africa. So we all have originated in Africa.
Well, you know, there's a song by Becky Hobbs. Mm-hmm. She says, we're one planet, one heart, one people. Well, let's end on that note. And let me ask you, let's Cynthia go first. Cynthia, any websites that people can find you or give us some information? It's going to be February 23rd that Jacqueline's going to be performing, and the exhibits will be open. Give us
yes.
a little information.
So Jacqueline's performance, The Spirit of Us, is going to be on February 23rd, which is a Saturday. The doors open at 7 o'clock. The performance begins at 7:30. The museum is open also from Tuesdays through Sundays. And the current exhibit goes until April. And we also have a history exhibit opening later this month. And we'll actually officially open it on March 1st.
Well, I want you to leave me that information because, you know, I wrote for the Sonoma County Snippets. That's how Cynthia and I first met. And I'd like to make sure that I include that in this month's article, what's happening.
Yes. And also, of course, we have our website. And if you want to buy tickets for Jacqueline's performance with her group, it is www.museumsc.org.
Okay, once again, that'll be on Women's Spaces. All this information will be listed. You want to give your website, your information? I know you have a Facebook page.
Yes, I have a Facebook page called Unshackled, and I also have one called Legacy Showcases. I have a website, legacyshowcases.com. And also, I wanted to share some upcoming events outside of The Spirit of Us, which, as Cynthia already shared with you, will be February 23rd at the museum. I will be doing a solo performance at the Santa Rosa Junior College on February 13th. I myself will be performing at about 11 o'clock. I'll also have my pop-up museum. I'll be performing a piece called Our Journey. And also the first Wednesday Unshackled Racial Discussion Groups. Please come out. We have a wonderful time, and we all get enlightened.
Well, I can attest to that, my dear. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you both. Thank you, Cynthia Long from the Sonoma County Museum. Oh, my goodness, my mind goes black. And Jacqueline Lawrence from Legacy Showcases. Thank you so much, and congratulations on having this performance. And I look forward myself to seeing it. I mean, I just think it's great. You have one last thing you wanted to say, Cynthia?
Oh, I am just absolutely super excited to listen to the musical because the music is, of course, the base of all music in the United States.
Well, thank you both. Well, thank you to, let me just say thank you so much to Cynthia Long from the Sonoma County Museum and Jacqueline Lawrence from Legacy Showcases.
Thank you, Elaine.
Oh, thank you. You guys are great. And a special thank you to Faith Ross for informing us about the Black History exhibit in Petaluma, and to Nancy Wang for wishing us a Happy New Year and for telling us about the Year of the Boar and their celebration. And again, thank you to Dr. Jacqueline Lawrence, founder of Legacy Showcases, and to Cynthia Lang, visitor services and volunteer coordinator for the Museum of Sonoma County. A reminder, all the information you heard will be listed on www.womenspaces. And if you want to wish anyone a happy birthday and anniversary of birth, please email me at elaine@womenspaces.com. A reminder, tell your friends Women's Spaces will be aired again at 11 p.m. this evening. I'm so excited I get to listen to myself. Also, I'm available for speaking engagements, and if you have any announcements you'd like to have on the air, do not hesitate to email me. Remember, our children are the future, and we must never, ever lose sight of that. I also want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. This is Elaine B. Holtz. You've been listening to Women's Spaces. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you the next time.
The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, February 11th, 2019.